specific immunity is handled by a very sort of an elite class of white blood cells called the lymphocytes. And these are the white blood cells that begin in the bone marrow and either develop in the, continue their development in the bone marrow, or some of them actually go into the thymus to finish their development. And so these are the lymphocytes. They are relatively small compared to most of the other white blood cells. They're a little bit more rare, but they play a key role in specific immunity, which means they have the ability to target specific types of disease organisms and go after them. And they do this in a variety of ways, both by actively going out and destroying those pathogens, using chemicals and so on, and also by creating antibodies, which are very effective at taking out pathogens. So what are the lymphocytes? What different types are there? The first type we're going to talk about are the T cells, and these make up about 80% of the lymphocytes. So the T cells are a specific kind of lymphocyte, and these are the ones, they're called T cells because they do begin their life in the bone marrow, like all the other blood cells, but they migrate to the thymus to mature, and they aid the immune system in bringing, well, they do a variety of things, but they, one of the things they do is they aid the immune system by bringing parts or antigens from the pathogens cell walls to the B cells, and the B cells are going to be the ones that make the antibodies. We'll talk a little bit more about them in just a minute. So they're involved in helping to bridge the gap. We talked a little bit about how the macrophages, for example, can take antigens or surface markers from the pathogens that they encounter and bring those to the specific immune system. The T cells help with that process. The T cells are also involved in something called cell-mediated immunity, and this is a process of destroying infected cells. And so what the T cells are going to do, and these are, in particular, these are called the cytotoxic T cells that are going to do this. They go around looking for cells that have been infected. Most often when our cells are infected with a virus or bacteria, they put a signal on their cell membrane telling the rest of the body, basically, help, I'm infected. So, for example, let's say that you're infected with a hepatitis virus and it's in the bloodstream. It can't do that much harm in the bloodstream, but what it does is it goes into your liver cells and it starts to reproduce. It uses the liver cells to facilitate its own reproduction, to make new copies of the virus. Well, once a liver cell is infected with hepatitis, it will put a marker on its surface to tell the body, wait, I'm infected. And what will happen is the cytotoxic T cells, which are these specialized lymphocytes, come around and destroy the infected cells. Now, that may sound counterintuitive. Why would the immune system destroy our own cells? That seems like that would do damage to us. And in fact, it does do a little bit of damage to us. But what it does is it deprives the virus, or in some cases bacteria, of a safe haven and also of a place to reproduce. So it deprives the virus of the machinery that it needs to reproduce, that is, you know, the cells, the infected cells. The other thing it does is it deprives these pathogens of a safe place to hide. It's harder for our body to destroy these pathogens, viruses or bacteria and other types of pathogens, if they're hiding inside of our cells. So if you destroy the cells that they're hiding in, it forces these viruses and bacteria, other pathogens, etc., back into the bloodstream where they're vulnerable to attack by the phagocytes and also by the antibodies, which we haven't quite talked about. Well, we've talked a little bit about, but we'll talk about more. So cell-mediated immunity. These are a specific type of T cells that do this. They're called cytotoxic T cells, and their job is to go around and destroy infected cells. Okay, another type of T cell are the helper T cells, and these are involved in stimulating the B cells. So these are going to help bridge that gap between the macrophages that are bringing antigens to the specific immune system. Helper T cells aid in that process. They sort of introduce the macrophage's antibody to the B cells, and they also stimulate the B cells. They provide chemical stimulation, which causes the B cells to begin the process of making antibodies.